pocket.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I am Guo Qingli. I am a test lead from the Windows Protocol Test team. So, my team is based in Shanghai. So today I will give a high overview of why, what, and how we develop the protocol test suite. And this is today's agenda. So basically, I will cover why we develop a test suite and what we have developed and what's new since last year's PragFest and how we develop a test suite. So I will show this video to tell you why we develop the test suite. Hold on. Move to the beginning. No sound. I'm not able to have the sound. I don't have the sound. And, but I opened this one. No, so I already have the turn on my speaker. There's no sound.
Yeah, we've been having problems with it. Do you have a link? Or is it is a?
It's a what link?
Do you have a link that we can connect to, or is this on a video file?
It's a video file. Yeah.
How big is it?
It's not big.
Not big?
Yeah.
I guess we have to move it to the.
Or we just show the video without sound.
Without sound, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll probably start again. So you will miss the fun part of the music. But
we'll
anyway.
Put it back on tomorrow morning. That's
Yeah, so that's a short video about why we develop a test suite. So I'm sorry, so we only list several partners, we cannot include every partner. So the purpose to develop a protocol test suite is we want to make sure the interoperability is between the partner's product and the Microsoft product. So our goal is to ensure the quality of the Microsoft Open specifications to ensure it's accurate and the usability, which means like the partners can implement your product based on our TD informations. And the second goal is to help you identify your implementation issues. So we can, our test suite covers the major mainstream scenarios, and we have tools to for you to view the like the messages before the encrypt, and also to view the messages after the encrypt. And as I said, like our test suite already covers the major scenarios, so you don't need to manually go to trigger the Windows some specific events. And then the third goal is we have the source code, so you can take the source code from us, and those source code can be your reference in your product development. So for this PrepFest, we developed four protocol suite for the protocol suite for four protocol families. We have protocol suites for the file sharing, for security, for AD, and for BYOD, so we have the protocol suite for four families. And this are our agenda, so we will give six sections for different protocol test suite, and then one section for our protocol test framework. So tomorrow we have three sections. Yuqing will talk about the BYOD test suite, and Xiaotian will talk about the RSVD and SMB 2 and 3 test suite. Then on Wednesday, we have another three sections. Randy will talk about the ADOD, the test suite, and Guqin will talk about the Kerberos test suite, and Vivian will talk about the CBAC scenarios. So these are our agendas for this week. So what's new? Since the last PrepFest, we developed a protocol framework. We call it PTF. And we also developed a tool so you can view all of the test logs with one tool. We use the MMA, the Microsoft Message Analyze. Then we also developed a UI tool for you to run the test suite. So for the protocol test framework, we released the PTF in March to the MS Connect, and it's a framework based on the Microsoft Visual Studio unit test. So all the other test suite, like the file sharing test suite, AD test, and the MOD, the Office test suite, they can be built upon on the PTF. And so the goal is we can provide infrastructure to simplify the protocol test suite development. And we will have another session on Thursday to talk more about the PTF. So here are some key features. First is we define the PTF adapters. So the PTF adapter can use to control the SUT, the system under test. So we can use the adapter to control the SUT state or the trigger the network messages. And you can configure the adapters at runtime. Now here are the three major adapters. One is a PowerShell adapter. So you can map the method in the adapters to the PowerShell script name. So it's easy for you to do the like local remote test environment setup. The second adapter is manager adapt. So you can write the manager code to implement any method defined in the adapter. The third one is interactive. So when sometimes you need to go to manually set up the server or the SUT, so this way you can go to define the adapter as interactive, so it will pop up a UI for you to do the manual work. So the next key feature is the configuration. We basically have two major configuration. One is called the deployment.ptf config. One is called the ptf config. So for the deployment ptf config, it defines the test environment, such as the IP address, the server name, and the username, the password. Then the PTF config is used to define like what the adapter type and how do you want to do the logging, because we provide several logging, like file logging, console logging, and ETW logging. So you can use the PTF config to set the different configuration. So right side, it just gave you a small piece of example we defined for like the SUT computer name, SUT IP address, and SUT the alternative IP address. This you define in the PTF config file. So the third one is about logging. So previously, when we run our test suite, if you encounter any test failures, we need to grab three pieces of information. One is the test case log. So the second is the network traffic. And the third one is the encrypted messages. So for the test log, we need to use some notepad or the XML reader to look at the test case log file. And then for the network traffic, it is captured by the messenger analyze, use NetMo. So you need to use the MMA to look at the network traffic. The third one is for the encrypted messages, you need to look at the message from the Visual Studio. So to make the development life easy, we combine all of this information into one tool. So we move the test log, the network traffic, and the encrypted message into the MMA. So you can use MMA to view all of these information. So you don't need to use the Visual Studio. You don't need to use Notepad or XML reader to read the test log files. This is just one example about the three different logs from the test suite. So you can use the MMA to view the test log. So the brown color is listed the protocol test suite model name. It is from the test suite. And then the black color is from the Kerberos V5. It's the network messages. And the green one, the Kerberos test, this is the messages. For this one, it's before the encrypt. If this part, the bottom part, this is the decrypted message for the last part. If we look at, because this is a response message, so part of the response message is encrypted. So we decrypted this message, and we can see some detailed message with the MMA. Okay, so the next one is we'll talk about the UI tool for you to run the protocol test suite. We call the PTM, the protocol test managers. And it's a UI tool, so first you will see a UI you can select a test suite, then you can do the test suite environment deployment based on this UI. So it has an embedded deployment guide. The second one is it can detect the SUT capability automatically. So this third one is you can select the test cases automatically. So when you look for this graph, so you can see the black ones are the test categories automatically checked. Those colored, they are not applicable to the test environment, so it will not be selected. Then you can configure the test suite easily. So we have a UI for you to do the configuration. You can do the PTF configuration, or you can do the test environment configuration. Then the last one is you can do the just run the select test suite. You can either select run all or just run select test case. If the test case failed, you can just select the failed test case and rerun. And the right part is about the test logs. So we will have more demos about how to use the PTM to run the test suite during the next six sessions for the specific protocol test suite. So next is I will talk about how we develop our test suite. This is our based our major test methodology. So first is Microsoft have the open specifications. So the specification define the message sequence and the behaviors. So our team, so the open specification defines how the when Microsoft Windows client communicate with the Windows server. So our team, we studied we review the open specification, and then we develop the protocol test suite based on the open specifications. So we have we call a synthetic client, which has the protocol test suite. So the third step is we will run our test suite against a Windows server to verify the first verify the TD, second is verify our test suite to make sure everything works. Then the fourth step is we will kind of replace the Windows server with the partner server. So we will run our test suite or our synthetic client against the partner server to help identify the issues, identify either the partner's implementation issue or our test suite issues. So our goal is to make sure we have the better interoperability between the Windows client and the partner server. So this is our test methodology. So any questions? So then this is the very high level test architecture. So we will have right side is SUT, the system under test. It can be partner server, have the protocol implementation. And the right side is our test suite. Test suite contains the SUT control adapter, which is defined in the PTF, the protocol test framework. And then our test cases define the execution sequence. It defines the major scenarios. So this is a talk about how we design our test cases. So this is just one example. Say if for SMB2 client wants to talk to the SMB2 server, we will have the SMB2 client send a message to the SMB2 server. So the test case will be first, we will establish a connection between the SMB2 client and the SMB2 server. And then we will send a message to the client will send a message to a server. And then we expect the server will respond with a specific message with some field. Fields are filled with some special data. Then our test case will go to verify and every field of the message has a valid data. So this is for the client send a valid message to the server. We also do some negative test case development. So this test case is where we send an invalid message from the client to the server. So the test case basically is always first establish a connection, and then we will do the client will send a message to the server, and then we expect server return with a message with some error code. So this is basically is a test case we will have included the valid message and invalid message. Okay, so this is basically about the how about why we develop protocol test suite and what we develop and how we develop. So the next I will give you a quick demo about how we use the PTM to run the test suite. So I need to bring this one. can you? Where's my mouse? Okay, so this is a PTM, the protocol test manager. For the demo purpose, we only integrate the file sharing test suite with the PTM. So here, first you will see this first UI that just show like what kind of test suite families we have. And for this one, we only have the file sharing. So we will launch the file sharing test suite. It will show the deployment guide. So when we click a deployment guide, it will display like we have a domain environment and the workgroup environment. For demo purpose, we only work set up for the workgroup environment, and it will show some basic information about what we need to set up for the workgroup environment. So for after this one, after the environment is set up, we can go to do the to give you three options to either you can do the auto detect of your SUT or the manual configuration or the load profiles. For the load profiles, means you already have run the test suite before. You save the setting, you just reload it. So I will just show you the run auto detection. So it shows some basic information about SUT. It has the SUT, the IP address, some password, username, and password, and we use negotiate for the authentication. So it will do some detection to make sure the communication between the client and server are good. So this one, so it's good. Then we go to next. It just define some, display some basic detect informations. They show some information. So then next we can field some test cases. So this is already selected. So all the applicable test cases are selected. And I don't want to run every test case. So I will say, I will run some BVT test case. And next are these are the all the BVT test cases. So 72 BVT test cases. And next is we can configure the test cases. Again, it have like the default configure and has a PTF configurations. This is another feature about this is from PTF, the framework, so you can do the automatic network capture. So then we can save, if you want to save the profile, I mean save the settings, we can click save the profile. So the next is list all the test cases. So I can say just select, random select one, then I say, okay, run test. So it will start to run. I just run one test case. So no, the test case has run. To some okay, so it's a when the case is finished running, so we can see the some log here. So it tells me this case passed, and the right side is some test log information. Okay, so this is a quick demo about the PTM. Okay, so I think the last one is just, I'm done here. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Guoqing. If you do have any questions, please take advantage of Guoqing. We've also got a number of folks from the protocol test suite team visiting here from Shanghai. So thank you for all the work. We've got, actually, Vivian is sitting back here, Guoqing, another of our leads, and Tengda, and make sure I've got it right, Ben, and
Zach.
Yeah. Zach, and I think
we have some other people.
Oh, there's Xiaotian in the back, and Justin. So, yeah, we've got quite a strong team here. And don't forget our escalation engineers, those of you who've worked with Tarun and Obed and Edgar and Shrikanth. So those guys are also available to help you with the debugging. So
yeah, we have another three and six sessions about the protocol test suite.
Yeah, and during the week, we're going to have some drill downs into the test suites. So look for another session about SMB 2 and 3, for example, our BYOD scenarios, and some of our other authentication and Active Directory and CVAC scenarios. So lots of Windows protocol test suites for you to learn about and take advantage of. They're set up in the lab, pre-configured Windows to Windows VMs already running. And for the most common scenario, the storage scenario, many of you are already starting to run tests from our synthetic test suite in a similar to manner to what Guoqing has said. Also, later in the week, we'll talk about our test suite framework, which is available, a new underlying framework.
The PTF, it was released in March.
Yes, and that framework is available for not only the Windows test suites, but we use it also for our Office test suites. And you may find that useful depending on your test case scenario. Yes, Manny. So the test cases that we have in the model-based testing, the question is, do you have any fuzzing scenarios? And we don't specifically focus on fuzzing, to be example. There's some work we've done in some research areas. Mostly when we do a negative test, we would try to generate some improper requests. So we do have a synthetic environment, so we can control the request that is sent to the target. We don't specifically focus on fuzzing scenarios in most of the test cases.
Xiaotian's team developed some fuzzing for the security the protocols. Xiaotian can.
Right. Are we talking about that this year, though, Xiaotian, for the fuzzing scenario?
We just have fuzzing test case for limited protocols.
So are we going to talk about that in your security presentation?
No.
So not quite yet.
Yeah.
But you can talk to us individually after the meeting if you are interested. Yeah, we can show you.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're not trying to. Our tools are available primarily for protocol interoperability testing.
Well, it's kind of cool if you could actually use them to capture
traffic. Right. Yeah, we should discuss some of these tools more. Hopefully, they'll at least be helpful. So, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you. This is the end of the sessions for today.